You interviewed Joe Buck in 2016, and at the end of the podcast, you ask them seven questions that they fill out on a piece of paper. One of the questions that you ask is, if you inherited $1 million, what would you do with it? And as God is my witness, Joe Buck says, I would work to help the mistrust between inner city and law enforcement. Isn't that a little prophecy?
You know, so I don't remember that answer, and I wish I had. Now that you brought it back in front of me, I'm going to not only listen to that podcast, I think it's one of the best ones we've ever done. Not because of my great questioning. Joe is another, he's a straight shooter. He's funny. He's smart. He's charismatic. He's professionally wildly successful, but he's never forgotten where he came from. And I know a lot of your listeners are from St. Louis or listening because they love our community. The reality is this, man, Joe could and maybe should live in a whole lot of other communities that would make his life easier. Chicago would give him better airports to fly out of. The coast would give him greater access to bigger media source, all this stuff. So for the haters of Joe Buck, ask yourself, why is he living in your backyard? Why is he still wearing his Cardinal jersey? Why is he still celebrating and investing in his community? Why is he still trying to say, if I got $1 million, what would I do with it, man? I would send money to bring out the best of our law enforcement and our kids in the community, because he cares. He cares a lot more than those who are just trying to cancel everybody else out. So let's make sure we celebrate the heroes that are choosing to live in our backyard. And I think Joe Buck is one of them.